afternoon, and what a welcome to Houston, Missouri, site of the Class 3 District 10 Basketball Championship as the Bayer Bobcats get ready to battle the Hartville Eagles for the district title. Our game this afternoon brought to you by Palace Drug in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, the Thayer Pizza Inn, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Taylor Drew Bond Chevrolet, the Mammoth Spring Golf Clinic, the REMAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill, the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Monty's Outdoors, Ozarka College, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, FNBC Community Bakers, and Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. It ought to be a dandy today. The defending Class 3 District 10 champions, the Hartville Eagles, the two-time defending state champions in Class 3, take on the number one ranked Bayer Bobcats, who are the number one seed, and of course they're going for their ninth consecutive district championship here this afternoon. The other eight have been in Class 2, and of course the Bayer Bobcats, the defending Class 2 District 2 champions, obviously. Got a lot to talk about here on the pregame show, the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Bobcat pregame show. We'll be back to Houston in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
All-day buffet available now at the Pizza Inn of Thayer. Every Friday through Sunday from 11 to 8, all-you-can-eat pizza, salad, and dessert. And they will continue the lunch buffet 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. But every weekend, Friday through Sunday, the buffet is now available all day. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 each week. Call the Pizza Inn and ask for their daily specials. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800 or order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer, where they outpan pizza. Pizza the Hut.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And we're back here at the Houston High School getting ready for our game this afternoon. The Bayer Bobcats coming in as the number one seed. Of course, the Bobcats got a first-round bye in the tournament. They beat Liberty here last week before the snowstorm or the ice storm hit and haven't played now in, 4 or 5 days. Same way for the Hartville Eagles. They were the number two seed. They got a first-round bye. They haven't played since they beat Mansfield here last Saturday. So we've actually gone 7 days playing games for these two teams, and it's been a lot of build-up to this one. Hartville, as I mentioned in the open, the two-time defending state champion. They are Bobcats trying to get back to the Final Four, where they haven't been in several years. But district championships, no strangers to either of these schools, either of these ball clubs. They are both winners of a lot of district championships over the last 15 to 20 years. Two of the premier high school basketball programs in certainly South Central Missouri, if not all of Southwest Missouri. Well, I thank some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to make the broadcast possible this afternoon. They include the Clary Funeral Home, the Thayer Mammoth Spring in Alton, the Kenny Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart Store, the Country Cottage Cafe, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Plant and Thayer Farm Center, Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Penny Lane Academy, and the Sunset Salon and Barbara. There have been some common opponents. These two teams have not played this year, but there are several common opponents. And we're going to take a timeout. We'll come back and talk about those in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle, including VMC Moon-Eye Jigs and Damiki Baits. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck and lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find new colors of Yeti drinkware and Costa sunglasses. Get a jump start on spring at the new look Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Now back at Houston. There we go. Back at Houston here on the pregame show, the Ozark Healthcare Clinic of West Plains. Thayer Bobcats pregame show. Thayer Bobcats are the Billy Eagles getting ready to play for a district championship. Winner of this game will move on to the sectionals, which will be on Wednesday night at 7:45. At Missouri S&T, which formerly University of Missouri at Rolla. And, we'll play the winner of the District 9. And they haven't played the semifinals yet in District 9. They're playing the semifinals today and will play the championship on Monday. So Fair or Hartville, whoever wins this game, will not know who their opponent for the sectionals will be until Monday night, which is a bit of a disadvantage because they only have one day to prepare for who that opponent will be. But it'll be the same on both sides. So anyway, that's where the winner of this one goes, to University of Missouri at Rolla, Missouri S&T, on Wednesday night. These two teams do have some common opponents. Common opponents include Willard. Hartville, a winner over Willard. Thayer Bobcats, of course, beat Willard, old rat Willard, back in December. Norwood. Thayer Bobcats, a winner over Norwood in the finals of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. And Norwood defeated Hartville. And congratulations to the Norwood Pirates, by the way, on winning their district championship last night up at Cabool. And the other common opponent of these two programs would be Willow Springs. Thayer lost to Willow Springs. You might remember that one. Lost to the Willow Spring Bears up at Mumford Gym back in early January. Hartville split games with Willow Springs. They played them twice. They lost to them once, and they beat them once. So, folks, this is a big one here today. All right, we are getting excited. We're about 6 minutes away from the tip-off. We're going to take another timeout. We'll have our national anthem coming up in just a little bit. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat pregame show brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection. So come to West Plains, where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grewball Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When you list your home with a REMAX agent, you get a pro ready to help every step of the way. And to jam a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of one of those fine print speed readers from TV.
REMAX agents can assemble a team of experts with a specific set of skills, kind of like an ensemble heist movie, but for selling a house. Staging, fixing, inspecting, the whole 10 yards. Oh, they might know some landscapers too.
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Hello, back on the Fair About Camp pregame show, the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. Let's take a look at the record for these two teams. Fair About Camp are 25-1 coming in, and the only loss being to the Willow Springs Bears back in the SCA Conference opener. Fair About Camp winners of three tournament championships this year. Of course, they won the Lyon College tournament down at Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas, to kind of kick off the season. Then they won the Kabul Holloway Tournament with that big win over Norwood in the championship game. And they were the winners of the 86th annual Bolivar Invitational up at Bolivar High School when they beat Branson, Republic, and Bolivar in overtime to win the championship on their home floor. So this is about that. Basketball team has proved they can play with just about anybody. And they can play any style of basketball you want to play. Of course, the other night they played a half-court game for a half with the Mountain University Liberty Eagles. And actually trailed by four in that game, but they turned up the heat a little bit defensively in the second half. They got to running and gunning and attacking the baskets and ended up outscoring Liberty 36-9 in the second half. For the Hartville Eagles, they are 19-7. And some of their losses included, of course, a loss to Norwood, a loss to Willow Springs. And so they haven't lost a bad team. They lost to Kickapoo, they lost to Nixville, they lost to Springfield Catholic. And, of course, all those schools are in their district started today in locations around the southwest Missouri. So these are two teams that have beaten good teams and are ready to go. And two season teams. These teams have been in the playoffs for each of the last 9 years for the Fair Bobcats. So going for their ninth straight district championship. So we're a couple of minutes away from the tip-off. Both teams are taking their final warm-ups out on the court. Bobcats will be the home team on the scoreboard, being the top seed. So they'll be wearing the home white. Hartville will be wearing the rose blue. And something you don't see every night, both teams are wearing the striped warm-up jersey pants today. They are wearing the green and white. Hartville wearing the blue and white striped pants in the warm-up. Oh, it's going to be a dandy, y'all. Get you something to drink, get you a bag of popcorn or whatever it is you like to munch on, and get ready for what I think is going to be a great high school basketball game. And, of course, eyes all over the state are looking at this one. Can the number one ranked Fair Bobcats advance out of the district? And can the defending two-time state champions advance out of the district? We're fixing to find out. We'll be back with more of your Knoxville Orthopedic or our Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. FDIC.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
art and clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy. The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
All-day buffet available now at the Pizza Inn of Thayer every Friday through Sunday from 11 to 8. All-you-can-eat pizza, salad, and dessert. And they will continue the lunch buffet 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. But every weekend, Friday through Sunday, the buffet is now available all day. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 each week. Call the Pizza Inn and ask for their daily specials. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800 or order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer, where they outpan pizza. Said the HUD.
And we're back, and nice job on the national anthem. Packed house here, and of course, I mentioned earlier the girls' game coming up after the boys' game today. It'll be Licking to play Mansfield. I do want to let you know that the Ecom Sports Network is going to be covering high school basketball all over the place today. We'll be here for this game, and this evening, Hayden Savage will be at Hillcrest High School as the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears take on the Viola Lady Longhorns. You'll hear that game at AM 1290 and FM 103.7, the KIPP. And then later today, we're going to be at Van Buren for the Class 2 District 2 Championship. We'll have the Alton Comets as they battle the East Carter Redbirds at 5:30. And we'll have the Alton Lady Comets as they take on number one ranked Ellington in the 7 o'clock game over at Van Buren. So I'm getting my windshield time today, and I don't hate to move these kids. But sit back and relax. You're ready for this one. The number one seed, Fayette Bobcats, take on number two, Hartville, in the district championship. Here's the starting lineup. First up for the Hartville Eagles. They're led by number 20, a 6'1 senior, Jacob Ballard, a 6'4 sophomore, Grant Culver, a 6'4 junior, Brody McNeil, a 5'8 sophomore, Logan Simpson, and a 6'1 senior, Eric Wilson. For the Fayette Bobcats, it'll be the four seniors and a sophomore in the starting lineup today. Gage Pitts, a 6-foot senior. Jordan Andrews. Landry will not start today, by the way, but he will possibly play in this game. I'll talk about that in a moment. The 6'1 senior, Jordan Andrews, the All-Stater. The 6'5 senior, Keaton Nicholson. And the 6'1 senior, Lane Grimes. And the 6'4 sophomore, the super sophomore, Aiden Burns. Of course, Fayette Bobcats coming off the win over Mountain Spurs to Liberty in the semifinals. Jordan Andrews had 24 in that game. Gage Pitts had his 17 for the Fayette Bobcats. And Hartville coming off that win over Mansfield in the semifinals. Folks, hope you've enjoyed our Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic at West Plains Fayette Bobcat pregame show. Oh, I'll be a fair PCN halftime report. You're going to hear a roar now. Fayette Bobcat crowd outnumbers the Hartville crowd here. Although Hartville, if you follow high school basketball, you know how these folks are in Hartville. They are just they are great supporters of high school basketball program, as are the Fayette Bobcat fans. They're on their feet right now for the introduction of the Bobcat starting lineup. I want to say thanks to some more of your Fayette Bobcat boosters. They include Front Row Insurance, Zach Parson, and Fayette and Alton. Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelia, the law office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Travel Company, Forsworth True Value and Nap Auto Parts, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, the Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark and Fayette, Barton Electric and Fayette, the Station Shake at West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes in Fayette and West Plains, the Alton Bank, Fair Fitness and Nutrition, and Allen Supported Living, all helping to boost the Bobcats here this afternoon. Hartville, as I mentioned earlier, wearing the road blues trimmed in the white. Fair Bobcat wearing the home white trimmed in the green. Both teams taking the court, and we are about ready to get this one underway. Fair Bobcat, Hartville Eagle for the district championship. 8 minutes on the clock. Three-man officiating crew on the scene. Can't think of a better way to spend a cold Saturday afternoon than championship high school basketball tip is up and taken by the Hartville Eagles through the travel. Hartville controls the tip. Number 24, Eric Wilson, stepped in front of a Bobcat and then fell down with the basketball, so it's a travel, so it'll be fair ball on the alternating position. Hartville going to play man-to-man defense. They most always do. Fair Bobcats inbound the ball in the backcourt. Gage Fitz has got it. We are underway. Fitz passes it left side to Aiden Burns. Big sophomore gives the grind. They're working a little motion offense around the perimeter. Here's Andrews attacking the basket. Put one up off the window. No good. Rebound comes out long. Hartville's got it. They'll slow it down. They're a half-court kind of team. Wilson gives it over to Simpson. Admirals out on top. Fair back in the zone defense. Ball goes left side to Ballard. Ballard down the corner to McNeil. Pass is stolen by Andrew. Out to Pitts. Gage going all the way down to the baseline. Circles it back out to the lane. And the Bobcats to reset the offense. Burns has got it on top now. Feet Andrews and Pitts. And Fair will reset. From Hartville playing man-to-man. Here's Burns looking to attack the basket. He's going to get fouled. It'll be a push on number 22, Brody McNeil. 6'4 junior trying to guard the 6'4 sophomore in a man-to-man. I don't know if I would play Fair man-to-man. Here we go. Bobcats inbound the ball, non-shooting foul. Pitts brings in the front court, hands off to Andrews. Now over to Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson drops the key. He can make that shot. Is it back to Andrews? Andrews down the left side of the lane, explodes to the bucket, puts up off the window. Andrews, first two of the night. Fair Bobcats are on top. Just 1 minute into the first quarter, Fair leads it 2-0. Hartville brings it in the front court with Logan Simpson. Simpson, look at the feet at left side. Ooh, that pass would have been stolen. He held on to it. Now he gets it over there to McNeil. McNeil out on top to Wilson. Wilson will hand to Simpson. Bobcats still playing that zone defense. Hartville having a little trouble getting the offense where they want it. Now they reset it. Wilson on the left side wing, looking in the middle. Nobody open. We'll give it back out on top. Jeff Ballard. Ballard down. Back over to Simpson. Simpson in the way out on the floor, 30 feet from the bucket. Leads it back over on the left side to Wilson. Wilson, that was inside McNeil, just outside the lane. Comes outside, fake shot, now going to the baseline. No shot again, and we're going to get, Hartville bringing it out front. Thought I heard a whistle, but no. Hartville, they've put a minute on the clock and have not even attempted to shoot the ball yet. In fact, they don't have a shot up at the rim yet in this game. Mayer leads it 2-0 early. Hartville just continues to work it around and around and around the perimeter. Eric Wilson's got it. Buck it inside. Nobody open. Trying to lull this zone defense to sleep. But I tell you, that doesn't happen very often. And the reason why is because it's a matchup zone. And everybody stayed very active in this zone. These guys, per se, have been playing this thing since they were in the seventh grade. Hartville, long three-point shot is up off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Burns. And here comes the Fair Bobcats. Hartville settled for not a really good shot after taking a minute and a half off the clock. Didn't hit it, and Fair got it with a chance to go up two buckets. Here's Andrews, long three-pointer. That one is short. And a rebound taken by the Hartville Eagle. Fair takes a bad shot on the other end. Trying to get that 5-0 lead. Hartville's got the ball back down by two. 3 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Fair still back in that zone. Simpson with the ball out front, the sophomore. Leaves it on the left side. McNeil. McNeil way out there mid-court. Now got it to Culver. Culver. On the left, on the dribble drive out front. Culver, a big sophomore for Hartville. Gives it back out front. Now to Wilson. Wilson goes back to Simpson. Now back on the left side for Ballard. Again, Hartville just not getting anything inside at all. And really not getting any open shots on the perimeter either. The one, the Bobcat zone. Here's a pass in the middle. He's going baseline now. Shot is up. And that's a high score. Jacob Ballard cutting down the baseline. Ties the game at two with 4:28 to go in the first quarter. Mayer's got it back, feed it out to Burns. Left side now to Andrews. Andrews looking in the middle. Okay, move off the screen, dribbles out to the top of the key, feeds over to Grimes. Grimes back to Burns on the wing. Burns will bring it out on the dribble, out between the circle. Two very good defensive basketball teams going out of here today. Mayer will get it back over to Gates hits on the left side, feeds it over to Andrews. Andrews looking to slice to the bucket. They're going to get a foul called on Hartville. Foul called on the Hartville Eagles. That'll be on number 24. That is Eric Wilson trying to draw the charge. Got there late. Air Bobcats will inbound the ball with 4:02 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats lob it in to Keaton Nicholson on top. Now to Burns just outside the free throw lane. Spins into the lane, pulls up, fadeaway jumper too hard, bounces off the rim, no good. And Hartville got the rebound. Oh, Hartville Eagles with a chance to take the lead here with a bucket. Not much scoring. Both teams look to be just a little bit tight to start out this district tournament game. Championship game, I should say. Hartville with it on the perimeter. Simpson bounces to the top of key. Couldn't find a shot and gives it on the left side to Ballard. He gives it right back to Simpson. Simpson, direct traffic out front. Hill on the dribble. Baseball right side now for Wilson. Wilson back out top to McNeil. They're just changing places out there. Now they'll give it back to Simpson. He'll take it to the top. Ballard comes and gets it. Feeds it on the right side wing. Now down in the right corner. That is Wilson. Wilson wants to shoot it. Here's a long pass. Oh, dangerous pass. But Hartville completes it over to Simpson. Simpson working on Andrews. Now feeds it on the right side to Culver. Culver looks at Simpson as he cuts through the lane. Wasn't open. And now Culver looking to go down the left side, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. And Culver comes up with it, puts it up again, and scores. A 6-4 sophomore stayed on it and came up with the ball off the floor. Coach Pitts directing his Bobcat offense. Down 4-2 with 2:42 to go in the first quarter. Class 3 District 10 championship game. Air Bobcats got it. Andrews out on top. Andrews pulls out free throw line jumpers. Short Andrews has hit both of the Air Bobcat buckets here. We're tied at 4 with under 2.5 to go in the quarter. Hartville walking up the floor. This has turned into a half-court game. That's exactly what Hartville wants. Hartville with it in the front court trying to get the offense set. They go now left side to McNeil. Way out on the floor. Now inside to Ballard. Ballard turn around. And a foul. Ballard hits the jumper in the lane and gets the foul. They got to call it on number 24. That is Lane Grimes. Oh, Grimes picks up his first. And going to the line for a three-point play, Jacob Ballard, a senior for Hartville, looking for his fifth point of the game, and it is good. 5 points for Ballard, and Hartville leads it now by 3, 7-4 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now Thayer walking it up the floor. Gage Pitts will bring it across the timeline. Thayer swings to the left side to Nicholson. Nicholson out on the wing. Looking for an outlet. Feeds it over to Andrews. Andrews on the right. Andrews looking to attack again. In the lane. Kicks it back out to Nicholson. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Feeds it off front to Burns. Burns. Well, he looked to attack the basket here. Burns looking to get somebody set up. There gets the offense going again. Back to Pitts, now over to Andrews, and left side to Gaines, or to Grimes. Grimes on top to Andrews, pops up for a three, off the front rim, no good. A rebound taken by Hartville. So Hartville's got on every loose ball so far tonight. Or this afternoon, every time the ball comes off the rim, that one bounced hard off the rim. Hartville's had somebody there to corral it. In a minute 19 to go in the first quarter, Hartville leads by 3. They've got it in the corner, now back out on top. They have really spread the floor now, going a four-corners game. You know, Oklahoma, four-corner stall. Hartville with it, got it back to Simpson. Simpson, long cross-court pass taken by McNeil. McNeil out near midcourt. We're down to 1 minute exactly to play in the quarter. McNeil looking a little shaky. Oh, bad pass. Almost goes into the backcourt. Corralled by Hartville. They get it down in the corner for Wilson for 3. That's off the rim. No good. Cold from the rebound. Was that Ballard? That was Ballard with the rebound and putback, and Hartville leads it now by 5. 9-4 is our score. Bam. Looking to hold for the final shot. We'll see. In the corner, Burns goes to Nicholson. Down to Grimes in the corner for 3. That one's off the back rim. Rebound volleyed up, and Hartville's got it again. And the Eagles are out working the Bobcats on the boards right now, folks. Hartville's on every loose ball, and they're getting every rebound, even on the offensive end. Down to 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Hartville, the chance to go up 7. That's a quarter break. Simpson with it on the left side. Moves off the screen to the top with 8 seconds. Kicks it down in the corner for McNeil for 3. That one's up off the rim. No good. Rebound, Thayer. Got it out to Andrews. Half-court shot. Got a chance. That's the end of our first quarter. Our score is 9-4. Hartville leads the Bayer Bobcats. We'll be back with your second quarter in a minute on the Etown Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
Now we're back to Houston High School side of the Class 2 District 10 Basketball Championship. Bayer Bobcats, the number one seed, open the second quarter here, down by 5, 9-4. That's right, Bayer Bobcats, with only 4 points, and that's been because of the Hartville offense. They have just, when they get it, they just hang on to it. Ooh, maybe a travel on Gage Bitson. No call. They are working the ball inside. Got it to Nicholson. Back out to Burns. Burns will shake and bake. Couldn't get open for a shot. This Hartville man-to-man defense really stymied the Bayer Bobcat offense thus far. I'll try and find the solution here. Gage picked with it out front. Feeds over to Burns. They are having to work about 25 feet away from the bucket. Here's Keaton Nicholson now. Gives off to Gage Pitt. Has a little trouble with the handle. Gets it back. Looking to score. Gage. Behind the back with a dribble, bounces it down to Grimes in the corner. Back out to Pitts and around to Andrews. Andrews will slide to the bucket, puts one up and good. Andrews, the only Bobcat that has scored tonight. Now Bayer, a little bit of backcourt pressure. Bobcat running a little backcourt pressure. Long pass to Hartville, got it up the floor to Wilson. Wilson into the lane, travel with the basketball. Yes, he did. Wilson got a little bit excited and travel with the basketball. He tried to stop and come back the other way. Well, Bayer's got it back now, but can't get back within one. Maybe the Bobcats put together a little run here. Bayer has led 2-0. They have not led any more than that. They trail right now by 3. Grimes with it right side the pitch. Gage fires a 3. That one's up off the back rim. No good. Oh, the hold on Hartville. No call. And Hartville ran down the long rebound. Long pass by Hartville. Bayer pressure in full court even after the missed bucket. And Hartville will hand it out to Simpson. Simpson. Oh, slow it back down. Bayer's really spreading the floor with his own defense here. Hartville's got it on the left side for Culver. Culver into the lane, kicks it back out for Wilson. Down the corner to Simpson. Simpson, the sophomore, handles the ball a lot. And here's a steal by the bucket. Gage Pitts with a steal, got it out to Grimes. Goes to the bucket. Pitts has got it one. Big steal. There's that Bayer Bobcat defense. Basket is good. Foul is on. The Hartville Eagles, so Lane Grimes. Excuse me. Foul's on number 20, Jacob Ballard. That'll be his first. And Lane Grimes shooting to tie it up. So Bayer on a 4-0. John making a 5-0 run. Free throw is no good. Rebound taken by the Hartville Eagles. And again, Bayer backcourt pressure in the full court. Simpson comes to midcourt, passes across the timeline. It's dropped out of bounds by McNeil. Bayer Bobcat defense bothering the Hartville Eagles a little bit. They're going to call a timeout. 9-8, Bayer down 1 with the basketball. 6-12 to go in the first half. We'll be back at 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle, including VMC Moonite Jigs and Damiki Baits. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck and lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find new colors of Yeti drinkware and Costa sunglasses. Get a jump start on spring at the new look Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
And we're back after the timeout here at the Houston High School. Bayer Bobcats going to have it inbounds. Neither team has used the sub yet in this game. Bayer Bobcats, Hartville Eagles, Bayer down by 1. They just forced another Hartville turnover, and that's 2 straight possessions. And Hartville back in the man. Now Hartville, now they're still playing man-to-man. Bayer got it out on top to Nicholson. Off to Andrews. Andrews, boy, draws a lot of attention. Goes toward the lane, pulls up, jumper good off the window. Jordan Andrews with 8 points in the game. The All-Stater is having a good night. And the Bay of Bobcats have retaken the lead. It's 10-9. Hartville bringing it in the front court. Almost a steal by Thayer. Hartville got it down on the baseline. Shot is up. No good. Rebound prime. And the Thayer Bobcats with a chance to add to the lead here. Gage Phipps coming up into the lane, looking to go inside. Ball is stripped away, loose on the floor. And we get a timeout call by the Thayer Bobcats. No, it's going to be a held ball. It'll be a held ball, and it belongs to the Hartville Eagles. Coach Phipps is trying to get a timeout if Gage got control. So Gage got stripped on the way up and got into a battle for the loose ball. Hartville inbounded. Here's Thayer. Back again in the full court pressure. They inbound it to Simpson. Simpson in the backcourt. Long pass up the court. Got it to Ballard. Ballard wings it all the way across the floor. Leads now to Wilson. Wilson back down to Ballard in the corner. Didn't open. Couldn't get open for a shot. He was open for a moment, but he stepped back to shoot the three. And the defense got there to stop it. Back out front to Simpson. Simpson handles it down to Ballard in the right corner. Ballard will bring it out to the wing. Draws the defense to him. Still on the dribble. Gives it to Culver. Culver fakes a three, going down the lane, couldn't get a shot again. And the rebound for the ball taken by Ballard. Ballard back outside to Wilson. Bobcat defense not letting Hartville get the shot they want. Back to Culver out on top. Culver brings it on the left side, now to the right side. They want to go corner to Ballard, couldn't get him open. Grimes jumped out there. Wilson still with it. Now Ballard comes and gets it, takes it to the top of the key between the circles. Wings it right side for Culver. Culver looking. Had a man cutting in the lane. That is Ballard. Ballard dribbles across the lane, turns back right, shoots a high arc shot. No good. Rebound Gage Phipps. Bobcats want to run. Andrew pulls up. 12-footer is short. And a rebound taken by Ballard for Hartville. Thayer with a chance to add to that lead. Couldn't convert that time on the break. Hartville bring it the other way. Ballard for Simpson comes up across the timeline. Aiden Burns will meet him. They are almost playing a true man-to-man here, but they're still in the matchup zone. Here goes Simpson down inside. Shot is up. Block. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Keaton Nicholson. McNeil inside. Looked like a clean block to half the gym. The other half said no, it was a foul. Coach Biff didn't think so either. And it'll be the first foul tonight on Keaton Nicholson. And going to the free throw line, number 22, Brody McNeil, the 6'4 junior for Hartville. Free throw is up, and shoot. McNeil. First point of the game. And Hartville ties the score at 10 with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Doubled up for the Hartville Eagle Jr. It is good. Hartville back on top at 11-10. They will bring it the other way with a chance to retake the lead here. Andrews up the right side. Gets a screen at the top of the key. Feeds it on the left side to Burns. Burns has not scored yet in the game for Thayer. Grimes and Andrews have done all the scoring. All those right sides just get. Now down to Andrews in the corner. Jordan needs it back out on top to Grimes around the pit. Pitt is going to penetrate behind the back, steps through the defense, and gets fouled on the way to the basket. That'll be on number 22 for Hartville. That is Brody McNeil. That'll be number 2 on Brody McNeil. Oh, Hartville coach just touched an official. That should have been a technical foul. They didn't call it. They will then bound the ball here down under the bucket. Looking, bring it way out front to Andrews. Almost had a 5-second call. Andrews with it. 3:30 to go in the first half. Bobcats looking to penetrate Andrews. Oh, trying to bounce it down. The Nicholson ball is kicked. No kick ball. Turnover as Thayer regains control. Here's Andrews in the lane. Oh, good shot. It's good. The All-Stater, Jordan Andrews, having a night. He's got 10 already. And he's showing why he's an All-Stater. That was a beautiful move with a scoop shot up under the defense. Hartville back into the half-court game here with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer on top by one, 12-11. Simpson with it, looking to work it inside. Feeds it down in the corner. Now back out front for Ballard. Ballard over on the left side to Simpson. Simpson has the ball poked away by Andrews. Simpson goes and gets it. Now going down the right side. Got it in the corner for Wilson. Wilson aims it back out front. Again, Hartville having all kinds of trouble finding the open shot against this Bobcat defense. And they have taken a lot of time off the clock on the offensive end. They do not want to get in a running gun with the Thayer Bobcat. Here's Culver going to the left side of the rim. Pulls it up. That's a mouth move by Grant Culver. The big sophomore got his second bucket. And Hartville back on top by one. Thayer with it. Andrews for three. Count it. Andrews. Cougars rip the three from the top of the key, and the Bear Bobcats are up to 15-13. You're going to leave him open from 22 feet. He's going to shoot with a long pass for Hartville. They got it down to Culver. Culver drives the baseline, shoots high off the window. No good. Rebound taken by Sayer. Up Andrews. Andrews to the bucket, lays it up, and scores, and one. Jordan Andrews, 15 in the first half. He'll go the line, try and complete the three-point play. Foul is on number 22. That is Brody McNeil, the big shooter. And number 30 will check in for the Hartville Eagles. Number 30 is Ford Jackson. Or excuse me, that is Jackson Ward. Free throw for Andrews is no good. Rebound controlled by Hartville. So Jackson checks into the ball game. Or is it Ward? No, last name Ward. Okay, so Ward is in to Hartville. Here's a turnover on the Eagles on the other end. They're about to get up by four. We'll have it back with a minute 49 to go. It is Jackson Ward, young man's name who just checked in. I want to make sure I get that right. Jackson Ward in for Hartville. They're about to come the other way with the ball. They have outscored Hartville 13-4 in this quarter. Here's Aiden Burns going to the right side of the lane. And he scores and he fouls. Aiden Burns, the big sophomore, the super soft, gets the bucket. Foul is on Ward. His first, if he just checked into the ballgame, first bucket of the night for Aiden Burns, and the Thayer Bobcats starting to pull away from the Hartville Eagles. Free throw is up. No good, and Burns got the rebound. Burns down the baseline, pulls up with a running one-hander. No, rebound, front four. We're going to get a held ball. Coming out of nowhere, Keaton Nicholson tied up Grant Colvin. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with a minute 32 to go in the half. They are on a big run here. They lead it now by six. Gage fits the trigger to end down under the bucket. And got it to Andrews, wide open under the bucket. He lays it in. Andrews got the defense sleeping, and Hartville wants a timeout. 21-13. Thayer Bobcat leads the Hartville Eagles. We're back in third on Steamcom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have outscored the Hartville Eagles 17-4 here in the second quarter and lead it now 21-13 with a minute 28 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats have been on a huge run and focused that defense. And they're wearing down Hartville slowly but surely. Hartville's been trying to play man-to-man. And if you're going to stay with this very active Thayer Bobcat team playing a man-to-man, you better have some stuff. They have absolutely wore them down. Hartville coming the other way with the ball. They want to work that clock again. Simpson's got it. Hands it off to Wilson. Burns almost took it away from him. Wilson regains it. Feeds it on the left side to Culver. Culver on the wing. Brings it out to the top of the key. On the dribble drive. And goes all the way to the right wing. Pulls up there. Gets tied up. Oh, and look, a steal. What about you? Andrews has got it. Thayer with a three-on-three. Andrews has it poked away from behind. Ball loose on the floor. And Hartville comes out with it. Nick Kindler going to give a... Now, Hartville had it. Thayer was falling down, and they're going to call a foul on Jordan Andrews. So in the melee, Andrews picks up the foul. That'll be his first, just the third team foul against the Thayer Bobcats here in the first half. And now Hartville with a substitution. Number two will check into the ballgame, Jalen Cryer. And number 22, or number 15, Culver, goes out. Hartville with the ball. Out on top is Simpson. Simpson pulls up his dribble, feeds it to the high post. Got it there to Wilson. Wilson, trying to open in the shot. No 3 second call. He got rid of it. He's down the lane. Feeds it over to Ballard. Ballard stepped in the lane, kicked it back outside. Now on the left side to Simpson. Simpson bringing it back out top with 25 seconds to go. Here's Cryer with it on the left side. Cryer holds it on the wing. Now on the dribble, brings it out to the top of the key. Pulls up his dribble and gets rid of Burns to the steal. Burns took it to Andrews. The pass is tipped, and now ball goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Hartville. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Aiden Burns with the steal after Andrews kicked it. And then Thayer had it knocked away and out of bounds before they could get to the bucket. Well, Bobcats will inbound here with a chance to go up by 10 with 8 seconds to go in the first half. They inbound to Nicholson. Over to Andrews. Pulls up. 15-footer. Bingo! Jordan Andrews has got 19 in the first half. And the Thayer Bobcats almost steal the inbound. And now there's the buzzer to end our first half. Our score is 23-13. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Hartville Eagles. We'll take time out. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with your Thayer Beach Band Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
All-day buffet available now at the Pizza of Thayer. Every Friday through Sunday from 11 to 8, all-you-can-eat pizza, salad, and dessert. And they will continue the lunch buffet 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. But every weekend, Friday through Sunday, the buffet is now available all day. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 each week. Call the Pizza Inn and ask for their daily specials, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. 417-264-3800 or order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza of Thayer, where they outpan pizza at the Hut.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyke, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back in the Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Hartville Eagles here at halftime of the Class 3 District 10 Championship. Thayer with a lead 23-13. Bobcats came into the second quarter down 9-4 as they couldn't hit the basket early, and Hartville just completely took the air out of the ball in the first half. I mean, that's, at least the first quarter, they controlled it on the offensive side. But the Bobcats, just like they did the other night against the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty, they just turned up the heat a little bit defensively and absolutely dominated the second quarter, outscoring Hartville 19-4. And Jordan Andrews is putting on a clinic. Jordan Andrews with 19 here in the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. So, folks, don't get too comfortable out there, because this is a really good Hartville Eagle basketball team, and they've got a whole second half. And you know they're not going to give up. And they're going to stay after it, stay after these Thayer Bobcats. The thing Hartville's got to do now is they've got to speed up their game. They've got to, if you're a Hartville Eagle fan, Hartville's got to look for shots quicker, because they're down, down by 10. They've got some time to make up. So they're going to have to pick up the pace offensively, and the Thayer Bobcat defense, I don't know if they will allow them to do that. But if you're in Hartville right now in the locker room, number one, you got to pick up the pace offensively. You got to get shots. You got to get a little more urgency on the offensive end. Now, on the defensive end, you got to find somebody to stop Jordan Andrews. Jordan has been absolutely phenomenal with 19 here in the first half, and it's just been slashing to the basket. Now, Jordan did hit 1-3, the only three that Thayer Bobcats hit in the first half. But, slashing to the basket, that is the name of the game here tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, it's halftime, 23-13, Thayer Bobcats lead Hartville in the district championship. We'll take time out. We're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection. So come to West Plains, where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Looking to sell your home? Look to a RE/MAX agent. From pricing to staging to closing, RE/MAX agents have the skills and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back on the Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Hartville Eagles here in the district championship game, 23-13. Bobcats only scored 4 points in the first quarter as Hartville held the ball long. But the Bobcats managed to create some turnovers and got the offense going in the second. They outscored Hartville 19-4 after trailing 9-4 in the first quarter. Again, Thayer leads it 23-13 here over Hartville. Take a look at the individual scoring. Jacob Ballard leads the way for Hartville. The 6'1 senior has scored 7 points in the first half. 4 for the 6'4 sophomore, Grant Culver, and 2 for Brody McNeil, the 6-foot junior, or the 6'4 junior. And McNeil in foul trouble, he picks up 3 about midway through that second quarter. For the Thayer Bobcats, Jordan Andrews leads the way with 19 points in the game. 2 for Lane Grimes, and 2 for Aiden Burns. And Thayer Bobcats, I want to get some more folks involved in the offense. And you know that Hartville's thinking, all right, we got to find a way to stop Jordan Andrews. And that could open things up for Gage Pitts, Aiden Burns, Keaton Nicholson, and Lane Grimes. And we'll see how that goes. Two mentioned, by the way, in uniform and available to play tonight, Landry Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats, the other of the Fab Five senior class. And, of course, Landry severely sprained an ankle and a foot over at Charleston in the Sykeston game here a couple weeks ago. He's had a little bit of trouble getting that thing healed up, but I saw him this morning at breakfast at the Country Cottage, by the way. And he said he's ready to go. Probably would not play much, if any at all, in the game today. But if the Bobcats hold this lead and get to the sectionals on Wednesday, he should be 100% and ready to go. So both teams made their way back out on the court. We're going to wrap it up for the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll be back with your first quarter in just 90 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
It'll be Hartville Eagle basketball. We'll open up the second half. Here we go with our third quarter. Thayer Bobcats with the lead by a score of 23-13 at the half, outscoring Hartville 19-4 in the second quarter. And Hartville, see what their adjustments they have made to get back in this ball game. And down by 10 with a 3-point shot in today's game, that is not a big, big deal. Hartville looking to pass the ball into Miller, got it to Ballard. Ballard couldn't get a shot. Feeds it back out front to Wilson. Wilson looking to get it to Ballard. Does on the right side, just inside the three-point lane. Couldn't get his shot away. And Hartville, a little more sense of urgency offensively here, down by 10. Ball goes right side to Wilson. Wilson bounces it down in the corner to Ballard. Ballard draws the double team. Feeds it out front. Ball stolen by Burns. Burns will drive to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Aiden Burns with another steal. As Thayer Bobcats are up by 12. Hartville with another turnover. Very uncharacteristic, Hartville, but characteristic of this Thayer Bobcat defense, which has just been absolutely phenomenal today. Hartville swinging it around the outside. Got to Simpson. Now down the corner to Ballard. Ballard wings it across court to Culver. Culver looking to attack the basket. Pulls up the shot. And it's good. Culver, that's a nice play right there. Culver hits the shot. 6 points now for Culver for Hartville. And Hartville back within 10. Thayer working it on the offensive end. Got the pitch. Oh, his pass is stolen. The steal for Wilson, who will get fouled before he can get to the bucket. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That was a beautiful defensive play right there by Eric Wilson, the senior. Fouls on number three, Gage Pitts. That'll be just number one on Pitts. Thayer with nobody in foul trouble, nobody with more than one. And at the line shooting two, Eric Wilson, 6'1 senior. First one is up and good. First point of the game for Wilson. And Hartville back to single digits here, trailing 25-16. They will attempt another one from the free throw line for Wilson. It is good. Wilson with 2 points. And now Thayer looking inbound, got the ball to Gage Pitts from Burns. Gage will bring it in the front court. Under 7 minutes to go in the third. Thayer Bobcats on the offensive end, got it to Burns on the left side. Burns out to Grimes. Flies to the ball, gives it down to Andrews. Andrews, pull up, just outside the free throw line, jumper's good. Andrews, 21 in the game already. Thayer Bobcats back up by 10, 27-17. Hartville work it into the front court, feed it left side to McNeil. Just stands there and holds it. Hartville, five around the perimeter. Nobody setting up in the blocks or even in the high post. Now they do. And they get it to him. That is Culver. Culver spins in the lane. Ducks, ducks. Now shoots. No good. Rebound, Nicholson. Taken away by Ballard. And he scores. Ballard's got 9 to lead Hartville. Thayer with it again. Andrews gives it to Burns. Burns slices in the lane. Fakes the shot. Pulls up. Feeds it outside to Grimes. Grimes swings it around the horn. For Burns on the right. Burns looking to step into the lane. Again, pulls up. Doesn't shoot it. Gives it back outside. 5:44 to go in the third. Here's Andrew, back out on top, pulls up, jumper, that one's off the rim, no good, rebound, foul it around, taken by Hartville, and the Eagles with a chance to get back to within 6 here with a bucket. Told you, this game a long way from over, and Bobcats going to have to continue to make shots. Hartville will get it to Ballard at the high post, outside to McNeil for 3, an air ball, goes out of bounds, and Thayer Bobcats get it back. And Hartville coach asking if the ball was tipped. And the official says no, and that's what McNeil claiming that ball was tipped, but it was not. He fires the air ball, and Thayer got it back now with an 8-point lead. Left side he goes to Grimes. Grimes working it out on top to Nicholson. Nicholson right side to Burns. Burns back out to Nicholson, and now to Gage Pitts. Gage looking to attack the basket. Lays it up and in. First two of the night. For the Bobcats senior guard, and the Thayer Bobcats back up 10, 29-19, and Hartville can't guard them in a man-to-man. They are just too quick at the guard. They'll stay with it. That's what they do. Hartville with the ball out front. McNeil holds it, now feeds it to Ballard. Ballard on top, brings it on the right side over there to Wilson. Wilson, look at inside, nobody open, gives it out front to Culver. Culver, back over to McNeil. McNeil just holds it and looks. Now gives it back over to Simpson. Simpson around to the right side to Wilson. Wilson passes it down to Ballard. Ballard outside lane, cross court, goes to the corner for a three, no good. Ballard with a rebound, couldn't follow it. And another rebound for Hartville. Culver going up, count it to five. Hartville working hard on that offensive pass. And Bobcats not doing a real good job of blocking out. The foul is on Burns, will be his first of the night. And the bucket is good for number 15, Grant Culver. He got 8 points in the first half. And Hartville now the chance to make it a 7-point game. The free throw is no good, and a rebound taken by Aiden Burns for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Thayer with the 8-point lead. Burns pulls up in the lane. Jumper is up, no good. And should have been a foul on Burns on the rebound. It was none, and Culver got the rebound for Hartville. Here come the Eagles now. Chance to make it a 6-point game again. They give it out front to Wilson. Wilson, right side to Culver. Culver back down to defender. Couldn't get a shot away. Feeds it back out to Simpson. And now on top to Wilson. Wilson swinging around to McNeil on the left. Gives him the corner. Looking in. Nobody open. Now they get it to Culver. Culver, a little turnaround jump shot off the window. No good. Didn't even catch the rim. And rebound taken by Cage Fitz for Thayer. He gets it up the court for Burns. Burns hands off to Andrews. Andrews slicing to the bucket. And we're going to get an offensive foul called on George Andrews. Nice play there by Logan Simpson to stand his ground. And the foul on George Andrews will be his second of the night. And the Hartville Eagles coming the other way, down 29-21. 3:19 to go in the third quarter. District championship at Houston High School. Winner moves on to the sectionals on Wednesday. Hartville with the ball. They get it out top for McNeil for three. That one's high off the rim. No good. Rebound. Andrews for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Can't go back up. Can't. Andrews down the corner to Burns. Burns steps into the lane. Bounces it down to Nicholson. Already missed the shot. Gets his own rebound. Back out. Missed it again. And Hartville clears the board. Nicholson got in a bit of a hurry. Bobcats fans wanted a foul on the second one. No call. And Hartville's got it back. Eagles dodge the bullet there. 2:40 to go. Out on top is Simpson. Simpson feeds it right side to Wilson. Wilson has it stolen by Gage Pitts. Gage off on the run. Steps into the lane, puts up a shot, and they're going to call a foul on the Hartville Eagle. We're getting to the point in the game where every foul is a bad call. Half the gym doesn't like every foul call. Hartville didn't like that one. Foul on Simpson will be his first, and Gage Pitts will go to the line and shoot two. For the Thayer Bobcats, trying to add to the 8-point lead. First one is up and bounces off the rim. Thayer as a team is 0 for the game from the free throw line. They have not made a free throw yet. This one's good. I think I'm in a good way. So Gage Pitts hits the free throw. He's got 3 points in the game now, and Thayer back up 9 with 2:27 to go in the third quarter. Hartville brings it in the front court. They got it out on top. That is Simpson. Simpson gives it out to Ballard. Ballard back out to Simpson. Simpson down the baseline on the dribble drive. Pulls it back out front, and Hartville will reset the offense from there. They swing it right side to Wilson. Wilson back on top to Simpson. Simpson gets it away from, or gets it down to the wing to Ballard. Ballard back out on top. Now going inside, ball is poked away, stolen by Nicholson. He will drive for the layup, counted in a foul. Keith Nicholson, the big 6'5 senior, working hard. He'll get his first two of the night, and will go to the free throw line. And fouls on number 20, that is Jacob Ballard, and the officials have just warned the Hartville coach, and they just warned him again. Nicholson going to the free throw lane, will shoot one, try and complete the three-point play of the big senior with his first bucket of the night. They are up now by 12. Matches their biggest lead of the game. The free throw is good. They are down by 13. That matches, or that is their biggest lead. Actually, well, they didn't put the point up, did they? I think they, well, 33-21. Thayer leads it by 12. All right. Here's Hartville with the ball. They get it in the lane, back outside. Number 22 with it. That is McNeil. McNeil back outside to Simpson. Simpson tops the key. He'll back it back out with a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. Now the Hartville Eagles bounce it inside to Culver, turns left, shoots no, but he's fouled. I believe that'll be on Nicholson. Keaton says, I just had one hand up in the air, and the foul is on Keaton Nicholson. That'll be the second of the night on Nicholson. So Nicholson and Andrews each with two. And to the free throw line to shoot two, Grant Culver, a 6'4 sophomore for Hartville. First one is up and no good. Hartville, a pair of sophomores in their starting lineup. Working towards the future. Like the Thayer Bobcats, right? Get some of those young players involved. Second free throw, no good. Rebound taken by Nicholson for Thayer. So Bobcats with a 12-point lead, trying to run that lead to 14 here in the third quarter. They lead it with a minute 22 to go. Bobcats will take their time, bring it to the offensive end. Jordan Andrews has got it. Hartville still playing man-to-man and not playing very close. Now they come to a double team on Andrews. He steps away from it, gives the ball to Gage Pitt. Gage will back it out. Now looking to make a move to the bucket, pulls it back out to the three-point line. They threaten him with a double team. He'll give the ball over to Burns. Burns will shake and bake out on top. He'll back it back out. We're down under a minute to go in the third quarter. Fair up 12. Here's Burns down the left side lane all the way to the bucket for the lead. Burns now with six in the game, all of them here in the, well, four of them in the third quarter. And Fair leads it by 14, 35-21. Bobcats sophomore is pretty good here. Hartville handles on the offensive end. Wilson's got it. Gives it to Culver in the lane. Culver travels. Yes, he did. Culver called for the travel. He caught it, took a little hesitation, and put it on the floor. So Hartville with a turnover, and Thayer now the chance to go up by 16 with a bucket. And they'll hold it for the final shot of the third quarter. We're down to 23 seconds to go. And down to 20 as Fitz brings it into the front court. Oh, just barely before the 10th. He milked that clock for every tenth of a second he could. Bobcats with it in the offensive end. Got it to Andrews with 11. Andrews out on top. Looking to work against Simpson. Takes it into the rack. Pulls up the shot. He counted. Andrews hits the shot. Hartville inbound. There's the buzzer to end the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead it 37-21 over the Hartville Eagles. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with our fourth quarter of the district championship in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
All day buffet available now at the Pizza Inn of Thayer every Friday through Sunday from 11 to 8. All you can eat pizza, salad, and dessert. And they will continue the lunch buffet 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. But every weekend, Friday through Sunday, the buffet is now available all day. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 each week. Call the Pizza Inn and ask for their daily specials, dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800 or order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer, where they outpan pizza at the hut.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And we're back after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats outscored Hartville 14-8. And they lead it now by 16 as we head to the fourth quarter of the ballgame. Hartville spreading the man-to-man defense into the full court. Thayer inbounds it in the backcourt to Gage Pitts. Here we go. Final 8 minutes of the district championship game. Bobcats get the ball to Nicholson. Nicholson gets tripped. There'll be a foul on Hartville. Number 24 fell down trying to stay with him and then off of the push. That'll be his second foul. And that is team foul number 3 on the Hartville Eagles. Neither team shooting the free throws yet. They are looking inbound under the bucket. Gage Pitt. Gonna have to hurry. Got into Burns. Ball knocked away. Good play, Hartville. Here comes Wilson. Wilson on the break. Spins in the lane. Ball is stolen by Andrews. Andrews the other way on the break to Burns. Lays it up and in. They about to enter a thing of beauty when they were on the floor. They lead it now by 17, 40, lead it by 20, 41 to 21 is our score. Thayer Bobcats making a rout of it. Here's a long shot by Hartville. No good. Lane Grimes down the rebound. Thayer Bobcats on a run a little bit again. Gates it up to Nicholson. Nicholson fires a shot. No good. wanted a foul, and Coach Pitt says, don't shoot that shot. Set your feet. Make it a good shot. We played 1 minute here in the fourth quarter. Thayer up 20. Hartville down the floor. High arcing shot. No good. Rebound taken by Nicholson. Thayer beginning to dominate the board, just like they are the game right here. Gage Pitts looking to slash to the basket. Pulls up with a floater. It's good. Gage Pitts now with five. And Hartville wants a timeout. 43-21. It's all Thayer Bobcats here in the second half. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network. Actually, we'll keep it right here. We'll keep it right here. Give me time to say thanks to four of our Thayer Bobcat Boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, the Alton Bank, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer, and West Plains. The Steak and Shake of West Plains, Barton Electric in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, and the loss of Fred O'Neill and the 11-point River Title Company, just some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Well, Thayer Bobcats failed after one quarter, 9-4. Since then, they have outscored Hartville 39-12. 39-12 since that point. Sound familiar? It's kind of the way Bobcat basketball goes all year long. Hartville will inbound the basketball after the timeout and bring it the other way. They're down by 22. Thayer Bobcats back in that zone defense. Hartville brings it up into the front court. Logan Simpson wings it in the right corner for Wilson. Wilson back outside. And now gets on the right for McNeil. Long three-point shot is no good. The rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer dominated the boards in the second, third, and so far in the fourth quarter. They did not early in the game. Here's Andrews looking to penetrate for Thayer. Kicks it back out to Pitts. Gage will back it out. 5 points in the second half for the Bobcats senior guard. Thayer here. And working with the clock. We're down to 6 minutes to go in the game. Aiden Burns with it out on top. Working against McNeil. Now looking to take it inside. Pulls it back out. They're working the clock. Got it over on the left side. Now the lane Grimes. Grimes will feed it over to Andrews. Andrews looking to score. Going down inside. Puts it up off the window. Good. Andrews with 25. He had 19 in the first half. Here's a long pass for Hartville. Got up to Culver. Culver trying to break or drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. Now they double team him. Finally, he gets rid of it to Simpson. Simpson over to Wilson. Wilson fires another three. That one's off the rim. Culver got the rebound. Goes back up. He couldn't hit the shot. And rebound saved from out of bounds by Pitts. Back to Lane Grimes. What a play by Gage Pitts over in the corner. Saved that one from going out of bounds, and Thayer got it back with five and a half minutes to go. Andrew trying to feed it down on the baseline to Keaton Nicholson. The ball is stolen. That's a beautiful play there by Jacob Ballard for Hartville. Ballard will feed it out front to Simpson. Now back over to Ballard. Ballard swings it down the corner. Culver with a three-point shot. No good. Gage Pitts pinch down the rebound. And the Thayer Bobcats with 5 minutes to go, leading by 22. They'll take their time, bring it up into the front court. They do. Pitch will drive it right down the lane. Lays it up with the left hand. No good. Probably should have pulled that one out and worked on the clock a little bit. We're down to 4:53 to go. Hartville. Simpson moves it into the free throw circle. He's their right side. Now down in the corner. Another three ball for the Eagles. That one's good. Eric Wilson. First field goal of the game for Eric Wilson. And now Hartville, a little bit of backcourt pressure. Bobcats break it. Andrews going all the way to the rack, lays it up and in. Nobody came over to help, and Andrews now with 27 in the game. The Hartville coach thought the same thing I did. Somebody's got to get in his way. Hartville with the ball. Feeds it on the right side to McNeil. McNeil bounces it to Ballard. Ballard working it down the right side of the lane. That's going to be a foul. I'll call that on Keaton Nicholson. I don't know about that one. Anyway, to make the call on Keaton, that'll be the third on the Bobcats senior. And going to the line to shoot free throws, the number 20, that is Jacob Ballard, has scored 9 points in the ballgame tonight, looking for his 10th. Culver has scored 8 for Hartville. Wilson with 5. 2 for McNeil. And the free throw is up, and no good. Bounced 3 times on the rim and wouldn't fall in. Jacob Ballard still looking for his 10th point of the game. We're down to 4:14 to play. Thayer Bobcats in control here in the district championship. Looking to move into the sectionals on Wednesday night up at Missouri S&T at Rolla. And second free throw is no good. Rebound bounced out. Grimes had it. Tucked away by Hartville. It goes out of bounds. It should be Thayer Bobcat ball. Yes, it is. Grimes had the rebound. The ball was knocked away by the Hartville defense. And Thayer got it with exactly 4 minutes to play in the ballgame, leading by 21. Here's Andrews with it on the right side. Hartville chasing him. He goes down the lane, dumps off to Nicholson from the flush. Nicholson with a flush. And that may be the exclamation point on this one. Thayer up now by 23. Hartville, left side corner. Really been held in check by this Thayer Bobcats defense tonight. Only 24 points of the game for Hartville. Hartville beat it out front. Long three-point try. That one's good for Eric Wilson. So he's hit two in a row. He's got 8 points now in the game. Where were those earlier? Well, Bobcats didn't let him shoot them. Thayer again gets across the timeline. Got the ball down to Burns. Burns outside Andrews. Andrews slashes to the bucket. Pulls up. Gets a shot blocked. It'll be a foul. And shooting two will be Jordan Andrews. So Thayer, you got to like the idea that they're continuing to attack the basket. Even up by 20 points, they continue to attack the basket. That was the fourth foul, by the way, on Brody McNeil. And Andrew is trying to add to the Bobcat 20-point lead here. First one is up for the senior All-State guard. No good. He's got 27 in the game. Over half of Bobcat's points here this afternoon. Trying to shoot another one. It is up, and it is no good. And Hartville controls the rebound. Here they come, 3 minutes and change to go in the game. Simpson will walk it up, beat it back out front, long three-point shot. That one is no good. Rebound, Gage pitch, and the Thayer Bobcats will bring it the other way with exactly 3 minutes to play. Looks like Thayer will win their ninth consecutive district championship. This one moving up to class three. Bobcats get it in the lane, back outside to Grimes. Now to Andrews. Good fluid motion around the perimeter. Just working on that clock. Down to 2:45 to go in the ballgame. Gage pitch with it. Feeds it right side to Grimes. Grimes spins away from the defense. Gives it back to Gage. Gage through the free throw lane and gives it back out to Andrews. Andrews now spins away from the defense and gets fouled. That'll be on Eric Wilson. That'll be number three on Wilson. And will be the fifth team foul on the Hartville Eagles. They're still not shooting the 1-1. Neither team into the bonus. Been a really clean game here this afternoon. They're about to catch inbound to Grimes. He'll give it to Burns. Burns will back it out. Looking to make a little move. A little crossover dribble into the lane. Kick it back out to Grimes. Lane will just hold it. Oh, dangerous pass. Stolen by Hartville. And all the way to the bucket for the lay-in with Simpson. And we're going to get a timeout call by Hartville with 2:19. To play in the game. Thayer leads it by 18 points, 47-29. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, we're back after the timeout there. Bobcats inbound to the ball, and we got a foul called on Hartville. You know, number 22, Brody McNeil, the 6'4 junior, fouls out with 2:13 to play. And that'll be team foul number six on the Hartville Eagles here in the fourth quarter. 47-29 if you joined us late. There, Bobcats. With a 18-point lead, Hartville taking the time to get a player in. Jackson Ward, number 30, will check in for Hartville. Ward, a 6'1 freshman. They are inbounds the ball into the backcourt. Andrews over to Burns. Burns working against Ward and brings him across the timeline. Back to back out. Feeds it over to Andrews. Andrews out on the floor. Down to 2 minutes exactly to go. Andrews penetrates into the lane, brings it back out. They are just going to work the clock here. Burns will get over to Grimes. Grimes on the left side. On the dribble drive. Feeds it over to Burns, and Burns will get fouled. That'll be on number 24, Eric Wilson, will be his fourth of the ball game. And that'll be team foul number 7, so Burns will go to the free throw line, be a super sophomore. 8 points in the ball game tonight. He will shoot for 9 and 10 here. Try and get into double figures. He would be the second Bobcat in double figures, and the first one is good for Burns. Burns with 9, and the Thayer Bobcats back up by 19. Second one is on the way for the big sophomore, and it's good. So Burns with 10, 2 Bobcats in double figures this afternoon. Thayer leads it by 20. Hartville coming the other way. Surely they're going to get the ball to Wilson, try and get another 3 away. They do, but he's covered up. Now hands it off to Culver. Culver down the right side of the lane, a little double pump with a shot, and it's good. Nice play by Grant Culver. He's in double figures with 10. First Hartville Eagle in double figures. They are now in the backcourt. Andrews off the inbound is going to get fouled with a minute 31 to go. Fouls Logan Simpson will be his second of the game. And it'll send Jordan Andrews to the free throw line. Andrews is 0 for from the free throw line tonight. I believe 0 for 4. First one here is up, and that one is good. Well, Andrews with the free throw gives him 28, looking for his 29th point of the ball game. And he had a huge first half with 19 in the first period. Second shot is up, and it's good. Andrews with 29. They about catch back up by 20. Hartville coming the other way. Simpson all the way up the floor. Brings it back out top. Hands it off to Culver. Culver back to Simpson. Simpson bounces over to Culver. He'll let go of 3. That one is no good. Rebound Burns. And Thayer coming the other way. Burns up the floor. Pulls up the dribble. And will get fouled. It'll be a hold on number 20, Jacob Ballard. Oh, they called it on Simpson. I'm sorry. Called it on Simpson. They were both there. And Burns will step to the free throw line, trying to add to his 10-point lead and try to put Thayer up by more than 20. When it's up, and it's good. By the way, after the ball game, we'll have your post-game report brought to you by Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Coach Matt Pitts expected to join us. Second free throw, no good for Burns, so about to get free throw shooting woes continue here this afternoon. And Hartville coming the other way, down by 21. 1 minute to play in the ballgame. Thayer still playing hard defensively. There goes Simpson down to the baseline, pulls up the shot, count it, and the foul. Nice play by the sophomore. Logan Simpson gets his second bucket of the game. Fouls on Gage Pitts will be his second of the night. So Thayer Bobcats, you're following the state bracket. Will it move on to the sectionals? That'll be Wednesday night. They'll play at 7:45. And the free throw is good to complete the three-point play for Simpson. 5 points for Simpson. They're inbounds in the backcourt. We're down under a minute to go. Burns bringing it up against Ward. Right across the timeline. Dribbles away from him now. Handles it out on the floor. The big 6'4 sophomore can play guard for you if you need him to. Here's a give to Andrews. Andrews going down the lane. Count out a foul! Wide open down the right side of the lane. Andrews now with 31 in the game. He'll go to the line, shoot for his 32nd. Foul is on, that time on Ballard, will be his third. And Andrews shooting for number 32. And the free throw is no good again. And the rebound taken by Hartville. We're down to 40 seconds play. This one's all over with the shout. And the Bobcat fans are fixing to erupt. They get on their feet, applauding the defense. There goes Hartville in the lane. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Gage gets. And we get a whistle and a timeout called, an official timeout. Hartville looking to get players in. The seniors will come out of the game. Number 20, Jacob Ballard. Number 24, Eric Wilson, a pair of seniors. And boy, they have brought some good times to Hartville. 2 consecutive state championships. The seniors playing their last game in the blue and white. They have Bobcats bring the ball up the floor with 23 seconds to go. Bobcats will advance. We'll talk more about that in the post-game report. They're just holding the ball now. Burns with it out front. They'll give it to Andrews. Andrews with 12 seconds. Feeds over to Gage Pitts. Bobcat Senior has never lost a district championship game. This will be their ninth consecutive district championship for Thayer. Now Gage Pitts drives away from the defense. There is the buzzer. Your Thayer Bobcats are the Class 3 District 10 champions with a 54-34 win over the Hartville Eagles. So the number one seed will advance in the district tournament into the state tournament. We're going to take time out here. We'll be back with your Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. You don't need the big city for a big selection. So come to West Plains, where we have over 100 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Ready to buy a home? Whether it's a starter, a vacation, or a forever home, a RE/MAX agent has the market knowledge, experience, and skills to help find what you need, then secure the keys. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back after the ball game. The Thayer Bobcats are your Class 3 District 10 champions as they have beaten the Hartville Eagles tonight, this afternoon, 54-34. This was a tight game early. Thank you, Bill Franz. Bill Franz at the ball game. Was that a good win tonight, Bill?
That's all right.
All right, thanks. Everybody wearing green enjoyed that. Thayer Bobcats got off to a slow start tonight. They only scored 4 points in the first quarter. Bobcats were down 9-4 at the end of the first period. Then they outscored Hartville 19-4 in the second, 14-8 in the third, and 17-13 in the fourth to take the victory here tonight. It was a big night for the All-Stater, Jordan Andrews. Jordan with 31 in the ballgame tonight. Only other Bobcat in double figures was Aiden Burns. Aiden had 11 in the game, 5 for Gage Pitts, 5 for Keith Nicholson, including the flush. You got to put the exclamation point on it. And Lane Grimes with 2 in the ballgame tonight. For the Hartville Eagles, they were led tonight or this afternoon by Grant Culver. He had 10, 9 for Jacob Ballard, 8 for Eric Wilson, 5 for Logan Simpson, and 2 for Brody McNeil. Coach Pitts trying to make his way up. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Community First Banking Company post-game report in just 1 minute. We'll keep it right here. He's actually getting up here pretty quick. So they kind of parted the ways for him to make it up. And we'll talk to Coach Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. By the way, another game here, if you're in the Houston area, the Girls Championship coming up here in just a moment. Coach, if you'll take one. All right, Thayer Bobcats head coach Matt Pitts joins us here. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Mike. That was a good one.
Okay, game started slow. You only scored 4 points in the first quarter, and Hartville just took the air out of the ball on you in the first quarter. So what adjustment did you make going into the second?
Well, obviously, honestly, we like the pressure more, but our depth especially with Landry being banged up a little bit, was an issue. And I thought if we could get to the second quarter, be close enough that we could pressure a little bit and it turned the game.
Yeah, and your all-state guard, Jordan Andrews, I mean, it's just phenomenal tonight. 31 points, 19 in the first half. They just didn't have an answer for it.
No, and you just, they're so good defensively that you don't – and even out of his 31, there wasn't a lot of easy ones. I mean, he made some tough shots, and that's what all-staters do, and he's a dandy.
All right, so they played man-to-man all night long, and I think you knew you would. That's just traditional Hartville basketball, and a really good defensive basketball team. And your guys really did what they had to do to get to the rim.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about the first 1-40 would probably win. 35 might have got it. I don't remember what it ended up, but I'll take them anyway we can get them. But no, our kids did a great job of locking in and game planning and understanding what we had to do. But they've done this a long time, and they ought to be able to do that, but they did today.
Well, 9 in a row. This is the first one in Class 3, and I know that was the big question, and we talked about that early, even before the season started. Would you be able to make that step up and still be a district champion caliber basketball team? And I guess the guys answered the question.
Well, actually, we were Class 3 last year, too.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right,
so
yeah.
We got to do it twice.
Yeah, but over in the other direction.
Yeah, over the other direction. And no, and that's the deal. I mean, you are with the smallest Class 3 school in the state. So to be able to do what we've done this year with the smallest school in that classification and be where we are today, that's just a testament to our kids and how good they are.
You know, this bunch at Thayer High School, I don't know what the tally would be. Somebody could tally it up. But I think probably this group of seniors have won more basketball games at Thayer High School than any other group in their 4 years in the history of Thayer High School.
Yeah, if they haven't, it's close. I think today might have been like 96.
Wow.
So, no, if it's not there, it's real close to being there.
All right, got to talk a little about those five seniors. We're going to include Landry in this, but the things that they have done – basketball-wise, and I know they've still got things to do, but I know this is not the ultimate goal. So what they've done, especially since they all started playing a lot of sophomores, has been just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it is. And, you know, and that's the thing we talked about coming in. You set your goals big, but no matter how this ends up, you can't take away what they've done.
Absolutely. Well, this is the fourth tournament championship in 1 year.
Yeah, and that's lots of fun when you're getting to do that.
Matt, thank you very much. I know you want to get down there and celebrate with the boys. Congratulations. Another district championship for the Thayer Bobcats. They win it today 54-34 over the two-time defending state champion, Hartville Eagles.